of the mermaids who lie in the white foam and hold out their arms to the mariners, and of the sea lions with their curved tusks and the seahorses with their floating manes. And as she sang, all the tunny fish came in from the deep to listen to her. And the young fisherman threw his nets round them and caught them, and others he took with the spear. And when his boat was well laden, the mermaid would sink down into the sea, smiling at him. Yet would she never come near him, that he might touch her. Oftentimes he called to her and prayed of her, but she would not. And when he sought to seize her, she dived into the water as a seal might dive. Nor did he see her again that day, and each day the sound of her voice became sweeter to his ears. So sweet was her voice that he forgot his nets and his cunning, and had no care for his craft. Vermilion finned, with eyes of bossy gold, the tunnies went by in shawls. But he heeded them not. His spear lay by his side unused, and his blankets of plaited osprey were empty. With lips parted and eyes dim with wonder, he sat idle in his boat and listened. Listened till the sea mist crept around him, and the wandering moon stained his brown limbs with silver. And one evening he called to her and said, Little mermaid, I love thee. Take me for thy bridegroom, for I love thee.